Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez reporting today from San Diego. And today's headlines are all about results from yesterday's primary election in California. In the presidential race, as expected, Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump easily won the presidential primary. Biden has garnered nearly 90% of the vote, with Trump almost at 80%. And with Nikki Haley expected to suspend her campaign today, we're headed for a rematch of the 2020 presidential election. In the California U.S. Senate race to fill the seat once held by the late Dianne Feinstein, Democrat and L.A. area Congressman Adam Schiff and Republican and former pro baseball player Steve Garvey will advance to the November general election. KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer says Adam Schiff was ahead from the start of the race and offers this analysis.
He simply had such high name ID because of all the work he's done in Congress, first on the Trump impeachment and then later on the January 6th committee. It was very hard for the other Democrats in the race to overcome that. He raised more money. He spent more money than the other candidates combined. And he spent a lot of it elevating the Republican in the race, Steve Garvey, the former baseball star with the Dodgers and the Padres, really didn't raise much money. And he didn't make many public appearances. However, by being in the debate with the three Democrats, he elevated his profile, and then Adam Schiff kind of pushed him or pulled him over the finish line by all these ads he had on television, basically signaling to Republican voters that he was their guy. And it was really important for Garvey to consolidate the Republican vote in order to have enough to make it into the top two, which is what he did. And for the two women in the race, this has really got to be a bitter disappointment. Katie Porter, who was a rising star in the Democratic Party, the Orange County member of Congress, who actually flipped a seat down there from red to blue, became famous with her white clipboard grilling CEOs when they came before her committee in Congress, just was never able to raise enough money and get the kind of name ID that Schiff did. And she never had any of the viral moments that she was so famous for on social media when she was, as I said, grilling these CEOs from pharma or the financial sector. And then Barbara Lee, who came in fourth, a real disappointment, it has to be. She got into this race saying it was important to have a black woman in the Senate after Kamala Harris left to become vice president. She has an amazing biography. She's really a liberal icon for her vote against authorizing use of force after 9/11. But this will be the end of her career, most likely. She, of course, none of them will be running for re-election to their House seats. So both Katie Porter and Barbara Lee will be leaving the congressional delegation.
That was KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer with analysis of the U.S. Senate race. Things weren't all rosy for Schiff on Election Day. Parts of his victory speech in Hollywood last night were drowned out by a group of protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Here's a portion of that protest from the floor of the Avalon Theater.
I want to thank, in particular, I want to thank my family. My wife Eve is here tonight. This is my wife, Eve. I want to thank.
At one point, a scuffle even broke out on the floor. The results of California's only statewide ballot measure, Proposition 1, are still too close to call. Latest results show nearly 52% of voters supporting the measure aimed at housing more Californians with mental health and addiction problems. KQED politics correspondent Guy Margiotti has more on Prop 1.
The measure includes a $6.4 billion bond and shifts existing mental health dollars toward building housing. Governor Gavin Newsom pushed to get Prop 1 on the March ballot, citing the urgency to move Californians with mental illness off the streets. But placing this measure on the primary ballot instead of the November ballot was a political risk for the governor. That's because the more conservative electorate in this low turnout election is typically less supportive of spending measures. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
And there were also important and controversial local ballot measures before voters yesterday. In the Orange County city of Huntington Beach, a measure that would require voters to show photo ID when voting in person is currently polling ahead in the vote count. Supporters say it would ensure the integrity of the vote, but critics argue it's intended to intimidate potential voters and satisfy the far right. If the voter ID measure does pass, a lawsuit is expected from the state, arguing that it violates constitutional rights. In San Francisco, measures considered tough on crime and championed by Mayor London Breed look like they're headed for passage, such as Proposition F. It would require drug users who receive cash welfare assistance from the city to enroll in addiction treatment programs. Proposition E expands police surveillance powers and weakens the city's police commission. It would also allow police to use drones for car chases and other investigations. And in Los Angeles, a traffic safety measure looks like it's passed by a large margin. In response to the deaths and injuries of pedestrians, cyclists, and drivers, Measure HLA calls for the installation of new and improved crosswalks and hundreds of miles of bus-only and protected bicycle lanes. The measure was opposed by LA firefighters, who argued it would reduce response times to get to emergencies if lanes of vehicle traffic are eliminated or narrowed. And in Fresno County, a measure that would have given more local control over name changes in unincorporated places is headed for a resounding defeat. More than 63% of voters voted no on Measure B. It stemmed from controversy over the federal government's renaming of Squaw Valley. The term squaw is widely considered a slur against Native women. The state also passed a law that removed the name in 2022, and a lawsuit over the law was thrown out in December.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, Listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines the pursuit of good health, on the web at chcf.org/LBCA. The William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, March 6th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez in San Diego this morning. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.